This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, so we are waiting for this press conference. Spectre is in here. Nathan is here. Is there a way I can watch this so I can know when to throw to it, Spec? All right, well, I'm just going to keep talking until the time for the press conference is. I appreciate you guys keeping me company. 913-586-7965. Some of the questions that people are asking, I think, are really, really good questions. I just don't think we have all of the answers right now. I think it is impossible to have all the answers. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, what do you think is going to happen to the tailgating experience? I don't have a good answer for that. I don't think anybody has a good answer today for a lot of these questions. I think the Chiefs very much know that tailgating is a part of their business model and a part of what makes being a Chiefs fan special. So I absolutely believe that the tailgating experience is going to be highlighted in whatever they are doing. I know this is a different analogy, but follow me here. I remember talking to somebody about the Royals Stadium renderings, and it was communicated to me, you can't have too many crowns and you can't have too many fountains. People in Kansas City love those. So whatever the new Royals Stadium is, they know all of this. They know what gets us going. So there is no question in my mind that the Chiefs understand what makes their organization unique and are certainly going to highlight that in the future identity of the team. It is going to change, of course. You are radically changing. It is moving to a completely opposite part of town. So it is definitely going to be different. But I guess two things I feel very, very strongly about in the future. Number one is that they understand how important tailgating is to you, and they are going to highlight it. I also have no question about how incredible their stadium is going to be. None. I think their stadium is going to be amazing. And I think your mind is going to be blown in 2031 when you walk into it for a preseason game. I think your mind is going to, what did they do here? This is amazing. So yes, it is going to be different. No question. It is going to be different. But I mean, Kansas is giving them $2 billion. I mean, you can build a pretty amazing structure for $2 billion. So I care about preserving tailgating because I think that is in the center of what the Arrowhead experience is. I think that's why people go to Chiefs games from around the world, is to experience that. When you listen to people talk about going to Chiefs games, one of the first things they mention is the smell of the parking lots. That's not a common occurrence when you go to other stadiums. I also think that it has to incorporate open air. It has to incorporate the weather. I don't think their new stadium can be a dome. I think it is a disadvantage. And I also, I don't think we want it to be a dome. I don't think we want that. We're ready to go? All right, Nathan, we are going to Topeka, Kansas right now for the press conference where they are announcing that the Chiefs are moving. Play it, Nathan.
Both as Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, and it is an honor to welcome you to this historic announcement. Today has been made possible by a group of dedicated people on this stage, in this room, and around. Today has been made possible by a group of dedicated people on this stage, in this room, and around our state, who came together. Led by Governor Kelly, leaders put political party aside, they put personal agendas aside, and they put our state's future above all else. And now today's announcement, which Governor Kelly will make momentarily, will represent the largest economic win in Kansas history. And this win will also cement Kansas as a global destination for sports and entertainment. And it seems like Governor Kelly and I are making major announcements every few months, from Panasonic to Merck Animal Health to Hilmar Cheese. And with today's announcement, the Kelly administration has now topped $30 billion in committed private sector investment and 80,000 jobs. But the best part is, nothing is bigger than what we're going to announce today. Though, make no mistake, the Chiefs aren't just another economic win for Kansas. This is much bigger than that. The Chiefs are a part of who we are as Kansans. And now, they'll be such an important part of our future for years and for generations to come. Let me speak about our governor now. Since the moment that Governor Kelly took office, she's been on a mission, first to get our state back on track, and then to invest in the future and to make sure that Kansas is the best place in America to raise a family. She has done just that. Years ago, Kansas was making headlines for the wrong reasons. But today, now, we are making national and global news, and this time, for all the right reasons. Our future in Kansas is very bright, thanks to the leadership of a transformative governor. Please welcome our governor, Laura Kelly.
Good afternoon, everybody. And oh, what an afternoon it is. Before I get started, though, I need to recognize the good hard work of our Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Tolan, and his absolutely superb team at Commerce. They worked day in and day out, around the clock, in concert with the legislature and with the Chiefs, to make this dream come true. We would not be here today were it not for David Tolan's patience, persistence, and perseverance. So on behalf of every Chiefs-loving fan, I thank you, David. But no, I will not be renegotiating your paycheck. You know, in my over 7 years, well, 7 years as governor, I've had the privilege of making some really big announcements, but none bigger than this. Today's announcement is truly historic. Actually, it's a little bit surreal. Today's announcement will touch the lives of Kansans for generations to come. Today's announcement is a total game changer for our state, because today we are announcing an agreement to bring our beloved Kansas City Chiefs right here to Kansas. The nation, I say, take heed. Kansas is not a flyover state. We are a touchdown state. You know, when I became governor in 2019, I first needed to fix Kansas, then to grow Kansas. And the way to do that was not only to attract new businesses and jobs to Kansas, but to change people's perceptions of our state. People needed to see Kansas for what it is, a place of innovation, a place where big things happen, a place where young people can pursue their dreams, truly the best place to live, work, and raise a family, a place they're proud to call home. A very cool place. And what could be cooler than being home to the Kansas City Chiefs? We are turning Kansas into a national center for sports and entertainment. We are making Kansas a tourist destination for the region, for the nation, and for the world. The economic impact of all of this is massive. The new stadium will be in Wyandotte County. It will be a world-class facility, the envy of professional sports. It will be surrounded by an entertainment district to beat all entertainment districts, hotels and restaurants and bars and more. Game day will be all day. And there's more, a lot more. The Chiefs will establish a new team headquarters and a brand new practice facility in Olathe, Kansas. All of this will amount to over 20,000 jobs and over $4 billion in economic impact. And that's just during the construction phase. That's electricians and construction workers, iron workers and carpenters, good jobs, jobs that support families. And very significantly, this agreement protects Kansas taxpayers, with the state's portion coming from revenue generated by the stadium, entertainment venues, and the Starbond District, as well as lottery funds. So let me repeat, the state's portion of this project is paid for with revenue generated from the project, not with new taxes, not by shifting funding from other essential state services, but with the new revenue that will be generated by the project itself. You know, when we talk about the Chiefs in Kansas, it's not just about the dollars and the cents and the new jobs and the prestige. It's about bringing together two forces, the Chiefs and the state of Kansas, that have so much in common: a rich tradition, a solid work ethic, an all for one, one for all approach to living, a healthy competitive spirit, and a love of winning. The Chiefs won 3 Super Bowls over the past 5 years, because they worked hard and they worked together. I can brag that it was during my tenure in office that the Chiefs were so successful. And also why they decided to move to Kansas. But this win is not mine alone to celebrate. Just look behind me on the stage. This got done because we brought Republicans and Democrats together at the local and state level. Everyone committed to doing what's best for Kansas and for our future. You don't often see this type of bipartisanship in our politics today, but that's how we do things here in Kansas, especially when the stakes are high. And to Clark Hunt and the entire Chiefs organization, you, your family, your entire organization are one class act. Winners on and off the field. And Clark, I know you chose Kansas because you've always got an eye on the future. Well, so do we. We've always been Chiefs fans, and now we are Chiefs family. Welcome home to Kansas.
Right now, we're listening to the press conference in Topeka where the announcement is being made that the Chiefs are officially moving to Kansas in 2031.
Thank you, Governor Kelly, and thank you all for being here today on this very historic day for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Hunt family. When my father started the American Football League, he had big dreams, both for the league and for his team. And as he moved the team from the Cotton Bowl to Municipal Stadium to Arrowhead Stadium, his focus in every instance was to give the fans the best possible experience. Today is another step in that legacy of innovation and that fan-first mentality. At the Kansas City Chiefs, we chase big dreams. On the field, those dreams involve division titles, conference championships, and Lombardi trophies. But off the field, we are big dreamers as well. When the NFL started playing international games, we were among the first to sign up with the goal of bringing the Kansas City name all across the planet. When North America won the bid to host the World Cup, we helped lead the effort to bring the world's most popular tournament to our backyard. As the age of modern media changed the landscape for our fans, we became the first NFL team to create our own entertainment studio. And our community engagement efforts through the Hunt Family Foundation are dedicated to ensuring that our impact reaches far beyond football. We are big dreamers, and my family and I have devoted our lives to making big dreams come true. The state of Kansas came to us and told us about their big dream. It's a state-of-the-art stadium, a world-class training facility, a new team headquarters, and a vibrant mixed-use development. It's a public-private partnership whose primary beneficiaries are the citizens of the greater Kansas City area. It's a big dream, and today is a major step in making it a reality. Don't get me wrong, we have a lot of work to do. We're still early in the process. In the months ahead, we will hire an architect and a contractor and get to work on the 5+ year timeline to build a new stadium. And I can't say enough about our great partners. Thank you, Governor Kelly and Lieutenant Governor Tolan, for sharing your vision. Thank you, Senate President Masterson, Speaker Hawkins, and members of the LCC, for helping to make this vision a reality. Thank you to Mayor Watson, Mayor Bacon, and the local government leaders who have joined in their effort. Thank you to Mark Donovan, our team president, for working with leaders on both sides of the state line to make today possible. Chiefs fans everywhere owe you a debt of gratitude. I also want to say thank you to the leaders in Missouri. For more than 50 years, we've had a tremendous partners in Jefferson City, Jackson County, and Kansas City, Missouri. That partnership is not over, and we look forward to working together in the years ahead. Chiefs fans on both sides of the state line can tell you that the success that we've enjoyed together over the past decade has elevated the profile of the entire region. Sports are woven into the fabric of this community. And if you travel and go to New York or LA, to Europe or South America, you don't have to tell people which side of the state line you're from. You tell them you're from Kansas City, and there's a pretty good chance that their response might have something to do with the Chiefs. Regardless of where you live or where you're watching from today, I hope this team has made you proud. And I hope you are as excited as we are about this next chapter in Chiefs history. I'll close by saying this. In the 60-plus years of this franchise, we have called three stadiums home, and we have brought home a championship to every single one of those stadiums. Today's announcement ensures that for generations to come, Chiefs fans will have the best game day experience in the entire National Football League. That our children and grandchildren will have a place for their own unforgettable moments. And I promise you this, we'll do everything we can to bring trophies home to Kansas. Beginning with the 2031 season, the location of Chiefs games will change. But some things won't change. Our fans will still be the loudest in the NFL. Our games will still be the best place in the world to tailgate. And our players and coaches will be ready to compete for championships. Because on the field or off the field, we're big dreamers. And we're ready for the next chapter. Thank you very much.
All right, that was the announcement. The Kansas City Chiefs are officially moving to the state of Kansas. They are moving everything over there. They are moving the stadium over there. They are moving their main headquarters to the state of Kansas. The practice facility is going to Kansas. It is now official. So we have four more years of appreciating Arrowhead Stadium. And in 2031, the Chiefs plan on opening up a brand new stadium in Wyandotte County. A lot to get into. I do want to open up the phone lines, 913-586-7965. We will take your phone calls coming up here momentarily. I wrote down like four or five things while they were talking. I will admit, hearing the governor of Kansas say, "Welcome home, Chiefs," that one hit a little bit different. That was the knife turn right there. That is not your home. That has not been your home. That part, it felt twisted the knife a little bit. I got to give Laura Kelly all the credit in the world. They talked about bipartisan politics, and we don't got to go into the political climate of where we are in this country, but this is the easiest thing in the world to get every politician in Kansas on board. We got a chance to end Missouri. We have a chance to do something that will define where we live for generations. Laura Kelly has done a lot of great things, I'm guessing, as the governor of Kansas. The number one thing on her bio, the number one thing on her obituary is going to be, you brought the Chiefs to the state of Kansas. That is an idea that you can get everybody around you to rally around. They're weak. We can take them. I remember some time ago, I don't remember, the mayor comes on enough. I'm not saying that as a humble brag. I don't remember exactly when it was. I remember he talked about the truce that was between Missouri and Kansas, that there was a truce that they weren't going to take each other's business, that this is just one metropolitan area and we were going to be one big happy family. For those of you who are in co-parenting situations, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your parenting plan is only as good as the two people that decide to follow what's on that sheet of paper. It sounds good. Hey, we're going to do this. But if both people are not committed to following that sheet of paper, then it is worthless. So yes, maybe there is a truce that Missouri is not going to steal Kansas business. That is not how Kansas is operating, because they cannot wait. And in every single turn and opportunity, they come away and take your business. And the number one business in Kansas City is the football team. How did you leave it open where they could possibly steal it? How? You left your king unattended and they came in and checkmated you. And are about to do a victory lap around the Christmas time. They were the Grinch that came in and stole the Chiefs. They are about to be on your head top for the next 4 years telling you how we beat you and all of this. There was no truce. It might have been a temporary ceasefire, but when you got an opportunity to go get the biggest piece on the board, all of that goes out the window. That's what big business is. That's what politics is. I also got this too. Clark doesn't get it. Clark said it in there. He, at the very last thing he said, when you go around the country and you tell people you're from Kansas City, it's not defined by state line. He's not like us. You can't ask him to think the way that we think. He ain't from here like you and I are from here. So the fact that he could say that and not understand that's how we identify ourselves tells me everything. This was not an emotional decision. This was a business decision for him. This was a business decision for Mark Donovan. They are not like us. They don't think like us. So yes, Clark grew up in Arrowhead in the tailgating. He didn't grow up going to Blue Valley North like you did. He didn't. He didn't grow up the same way that you and I grew up. He just told you that right there. I mean, we don't define ourselves by that. Yes, we do. When you go out of town and somebody asks you, are you from Kansas City? And they say, oh, from Kansas. If you don't correct them, I think you're a clown if you're from where I'm from. No, I'm not from there. It's stupid, but it defines us. He just told you, I don't think the way you think. So you can't ask him to preserve something when he doesn't see it the state line the way that you and I see the state line. He just told you in the press conference. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. I'm fired up, you're fired up, everybody's fired up. It's a drive.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Juju Smith-Schuster from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I want to take some phone calls. I hate that I'm about to be in a position to defend Clark Hunt, but I got to be honest with you guys today. Do you guys know how much money the state of Kansas is offering the Chiefs? I'm serious. Do you know how much money they're offering them? They will pay for up to 70% of the stadium and or $2 billion is what they are proposing to pay. $2 billion is what they are proposing. Now, I love nostalgia. You love nostalgia. I love Arrowhead. You love Arrowhead. You thought the Chiefs were turning down $2 billion? For example, it costs $1.9 billion to build Allegiant Stadium. It was the second busiest stadium in the world. It costs $1.9 billion. You thought the Chiefs were turning that down? Because of my father's legacy? Everything has a cost. We know that. Everything has a cost. We saw what the cost was today. $2 billion. And I also think this is important, and I hate to be in the position of defending the Chiefs today, especially as a Jackson County resident that voted yes. Missouri still doesn't have their ducks in a row. Did you know that the 50%, you know that bill that they just passed like 6 months ago, the state of Missouri passed? It only pays for 50%. Do you know where the rest of the money was going to come from? A tax. That tax had to be voted on by a city or a county. That tax failed in Jackson County. They have not had another vote for another one. It's failed. So even today, let's say the Chiefs wanted to stay. They haven't come up with the money. They haven't come up with the money to pay for it. So if you were telling me one option is I can take $2 billion in a position that feels very stress-free, to be completely honest with you, or I can take this 50% with the hope that in April, 2 years after the first vote failed, it'll pass and then we'll get the money that we need to do what everybody wants us to do. I'm sorry. I can't be mad at that person for making by far and away the best business decision. You are allowed to feel as emotional as you want to about this situation. I'm emotional. We're emotional. This changes our community. It changes where people live, where people work, how people identify themselves. So I'm right there with you. But there is not a single person that can convince you that the Missouri deal is better than the one that Kansas is offering. There's not a single human being that can tell you that. We got the Jackson County Commissioner coming in studio tomorrow. I will ask him, why do you think the Chiefs should have chose your deal over Kansas's deal? I don't think he's going to have a good answer for it. I just can't be mad if you are making a solid business decision for your company that you own. $2 billion. And on the other side, uncertainty. Disorganization. They changed leaders in the middle of the plan. They fired the old leader because he was incompetent. I'm sorry. I there's only so mad I can be at the Chiefs in this regard. I really want to stand with you, Missourians. You know I do. Tried and true. I got to tell you the truth today. Joe, you called into the show. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. You kind of just said one of the things I was going to say is that you know, I've traveled to a lot of stadiums in around the country. The stadiums are amazing. Our stadium is old. I am a true fan, season ticket holder for 22 years. I will follow them to Kansas. I am one of those guys that will go over there just because I want to see what's new. I just hope it doesn't price me out of being able to go over there. But the last thing you just said was our county legislature failed us in this situation. We had it. If Frank White gets on board and Frank White supports that bill back in April of last year and it passes through Jackson County, everything else has fallen in line. Yeah, there would have probably been a lot of more negotiation that had to go on. But I hope that when they move this stadium and when they move Kauffman Stadium, the first thing they do is they take Frank White's name off that board. Have a good day, CDOT.
I appreciate you, Joe. I know a lot of people feel that way. I was on the other side, but today I just don't even want to talk about it because I might be on your side. He failed us. He let us down. There's really no question about it. Not at all. Someone on the text line, everybody keep asking, is Mayor Quint Lucas coming on the show? He has a press conference at 4, and we are working on having him after the press conference. I want him to come on. We've been texting. I'm working on it. Text line yelling at me. I didn't do nothing. What did I do? Why is the text line just so mad at me? I haven't done anything. We're working on it. We're working on getting them on the show. I promise you, we're working on it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. You know what, Bob? Let's go to Bob in Topeka. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, brother. I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. First time I ever called your show because I really needed to sound off. Last hour, you had that gentleman saying he's going to do a bonfire and burn his jerseys and buy, you know, Bronco stuff. Not a fan. Obviously not a fan. My sister was a cheerleader the 78-79 season, and I was about 8 years old, and we went to the games to watch my sister cheer. What turned me on to the Chiefs was 80,000 rabid fans. Arrowhead's Arrowhead because of the fans, not because of the stadium. That's just a false statement. So I am totally stoked the fact that they're coming. I'm hoping they didn't say the Legends, but I'm guessing the Legends. And that's 45 minutes away. And you had another gentleman last hour call and talk about the traffic snafu that is the Chiefs Stadium. I can go to actually Monday Night Football game and get home before midnight. I am totally stoked. I can't wait for 2031. I can't wait for that date. But I probably will shed a single tear the last time I go to Arrowhead Stadium. That is Arrowhead Stadium now. Yeah, nostalgia's cool. It's the house Lamar built. But, hey, rock on. We are the Chiefs, and we are stepping up. And go Chiefs! That's it.
I appreciate the phone call, Bob. We got to take a break here. I believe Mitch Holthus is coming on the show at 4 o'clock to talk about Arrowhead. There's some other things planned. I don't know what's locked in, confirmed, and what's not confirmed.
That one's confirmed.
Spectre's told me you can't say this. I don't know. It's too many rules today. I don't do well with this kind of structure. Let me go. Let me just tell the people what we got coming up, and then we could go. I can tell you, I do know this for a fact. Ty Masterson will be on the show tomorrow. Phil Lavota, who is the Jackson County commissioner, this guy is coming in studio tomorrow.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs.
Come in, playing you.
We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal.
That man, Mark Donovan, was telling you everything you wanted to hear. Oh, man, we ain't signed nothing yet, man. We not doing nothing, man. You know, I mean, I really want to work this out. Whole time, that man... I was told probably 30 minutes ago that this was done 12 days ago, is what I was told. Again, I don't know what I'm supposed to say and what I'm not supposed to say. I was told that this was done, a handshake agreement was done 12 days ago. That man, Mark Donovan, been lying to you on the phone for over a week. He's been lying to you. Cut the nonsense.
Giving you sweet nothings on the phone,
man. It's too much nonsense going on right now, Nathan. We got Mitch Holthus in 20 minutes. It's The Drive.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's George Karlaftis from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by repeating this conversation. Someone from the Royals sent me a text during the commercial break and said, feel free to use the statement from John Sherman. On behalf of the Kansas City Royals, I want to wish the Hunt family and the entire Chiefs organization all the best on this very important day. Though a few miles more may separate us in the future, let's continue our work as we build a world-class championship legacy for the Kansas City region. I then replied to the text and said, can you pass this message to John Sherman? Please stay. So I want you to know, I'm behind the scenes. I'm doing my part. I'm doing everything that we can do. The Chiefs, they're gone. They're lost. They're on the other side. We can still fight to keep the Royals. All right? We can still fight. I'm going to continue to do my part. I do want to read this for you guys. We had a little bit of a change of plan. Mitch Holthus is not going to join us today at 4 o'clock. We are going to play the mayor's press conference. Mayor Quint Lucas, I just put out a text to his people and said that after the press conference, at any point today, if he wants to call into the show, he is welcome to call into the show. He's got my personal number and the bat phone number. I'm doing my best to get him on the show today. I want to read this because I think this is really important, and then I want to go to the phone lines. Clark Hunt says a big part of the decision to move the team to Kansas was that they were only dealing with one party rather than multiple in Missouri. Clark Hunt says that the team was in negotiation with Missouri until last week, but the Kansas plans were just more firm. He also went on to say that in his conversations with Missouri, it was just a lot more uncertainty. I, like you, if you were on the Missouri side, I am disappointed that this is happening. But again, I don't. If you were trying to look at this objectively, I can understand how one side is just much easier to deal with. One side is much easier to deal with, and they're offering more money. Why would I keep talking to you? Not offering as much money, and you're a pain in the ass to deal with. I'm sorry, I want to be mad at Clark. I'm disappointed, for sure. I'm not mad. I want to be mad. I can't be mad. Hey, we wanted to stay. We explored it. We did this. One side is offering $2 billion, and I can work directly with the governor, and we can get this done. Everybody is on the same page. Nobody on Missouri seems to be on the same page, not at the state level, not at the county level, not at the local municipal level. So if all of those things, you can't get those ducks in a row, and you're going after somebody like the Chiefs, I can understand how one day they just wake up and say, I don't want to do this anymore. And it sounds like what happened. All right, we got three phone calls here in like 5 minutes to take them. I'm going to try to take all three of them. Richard, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well. First of all, I appreciate you all, all that you give us. Been a Chiefs fan my entire life, been going to Arrowhead since the early 90s. I'm about as close to being on both sides. I'm Wyandotte resident on state line. I don't know, just an emotional day to be a Chiefs fan. A lot of memories at Arrowhead, nostalgic. I can see the sadness from, from both sides of the state line, you know, going out there. My wife and I went to a game the night before our wedding, burned her Elway jersey because she was a Broncos fan. That was 10 years ago. You know, I've got a 2-year-old son who's going to have his first game out of Arrowhead and, you know, many more over at wherever they end up. But, I don't know. I just hope that, this team has brought us so much joy and a lot of sadness, and especially been around for as long as the franchise has. And I just hope we don't see more, fans hopping off and, talking about burning their jerseys and stuff. And I get it. It's a sad and an emotional time, but, go Chiefs and, looking forward to lots of years of success. Appreciate you all.
I'm with you, Richard. I appreciate the phone call, man. Time heals all. That's all I'm going to say here. Time heals all. Let's go to Jace. He is in Kansas City, Missouri. Jace, how you doing, man?
Hey, it's actually James.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's the James you know.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Hey, and the one who knows a prominent sports fan who used to be a Denver Broncos. But here's the thing. You nailed it. This was all a smokescreen by the Chiefs. When they put out that rendering for the tax, it was all in the cards. And I, as a Missouri fan and a Kansas City resident, supporter of the Chiefs, know the history of how Kansas has stolen so much from Missouri. This is the ultra one, as Laura Kelly said. This is the coup d'etat. And they, and we allowed it to happen because of the incompetence of Frank White and the tax issue. But the long story is short, Clark Hunt said it was for the fans. The fans repeatedly say they want to maintain Arrowhead. So really, like you said, it's all about the business. And it's a sad day for me and for many of us. And many Missourians will not go over to Kansas to go to that stadium regardless. We know Mahomes is going to retire. When they get bad, I don't know if Kansas is going to be able to support them. I'd say in 20 years after they build it, they'll be gone from the whole area because they won't be able to sustain it.
I appreciate the phone call. That part where he said this is for the fans, I mean, come on now. I mean, you took the money. I'm not mad at you for taking the money. You got $2 billion today. You didn't take that $2 billion from me. You certainly didn't take it from me. You took it for yourself. This is for the fans. What are you talking about? I think a lot of people want Arrowhead to stay where it is. So, yeah, no, I did this for the fans. I can't get over Phil Lavota just saying this. He said this on Friday.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal.
That man was lying to you. You can't see that? You a politician. You traffic in lies. You got to be able to spot other people's lies. That man was lying on the phone to you. Oh, we don't got nothing done. You think all this just happened in the last 2 days? You think this billion-dollar deal just came together? All of it just came together. You think the Clark and Mark Donovan just popped up in Topeka and they didn't have some kind of certainty that this thing? No, they lied to you. Or you lying to us. Somebody's lying. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will go to the mayor of Kansas City. Mayor Quint Lucas is having a We Lost press conference. We'll play it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.